from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, one person is dead, one injured after being shot at the University of New Mexico today in Albuquerque. Authorities say the campus is shut down as the suspect remains at large and could still be on campus. Students have been told to shelter in place. Gunshots were fired at the Casas del Rio dorm, according to a university statement. We're waiting on more details as this investigation continues. A four-year-old boy in Bergen County is dead after a car hit his mother and her three children Thursday afternoon. It happened in Oakland when the family was leaving Milestones Pediatrics just before 4 p.m. They were struck by a white Acura. Witnesses say the car turned into the intersection, hitting the family. Employees from the doctor's office came running out, but they could not save the little boy. His mother, 5-year-old brother, and 9-month-old sister are expected to recover. The driver stayed and is cooperating with police. No charges have been filed. At least 29 people were injured after two buses crashed outside the Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan Thursday morning.
The FDNY says two NJ Transit buses collided on the entry ramp near the exit of the Lincoln Tunnel in the area of West 41st Street and Dyer Avenue shortly before 9 a.m. Most of the people who were injured went to the hospital. All of the injuries are said to be minor. The incident led to delays in the area well past the morning commute, but the buses were cleared by early afternoon. It comes just weeks after three NJ Transit buses collided on the express ramp. Kristen Marks, New Jersey 101.5 News.
With the summer continuing, more cyclists and e-bikers are out sharing the roads with drivers. Leanne Von Hagen, managing director of the New Jersey Bicycle and Pedestrian Resource Center, says when it comes to staying safe, be predictable.
Keeping a straight line, even if it may seem like you're more into the travel lane and you might want to be more in the travel lane to be so that you're seen, but popping out behind a parked car, that's not predictable, and that's where conflicts happen.
The NJ Bike Ped Center, affiliated with Rutgers University with funding from the Department of Transportation, is a great resource for new e-bike riders who have questions. You can download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. An extreme heat warning or heat advisory now in effect for all corners of New Jersey. What's the difference between the warning and the advisory? It really doesn't matter. It's hot. It's humid. You have to take care of yourself. An air quality alert, code orange, issued for today, too. Those particularly sensitive to ground level ozone should stay inside in air conditioning as much as possible today. High temperatures, mid-90s. Heat index goes as high as 108. Sun turns to clouds this afternoon, and then we have to watch for spotty strong thunderstorms from late this afternoon into this evening, starting around 3, 4 o'clock, peaking around the dinner time hours. Gusty winds, downpours, lightning are big concerns. Storms will exit by midnight tonight, then scattered clouds, fairly muggy overnight, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and not as hot. Highs come down to the mid-80s, not bad. Our next chance of rain is coming up Sunday morning. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather is brought to you by All County Exteriors. Need new roofing, siding, or windows? All County Exteriors has you covered with 0% financing for 12 months or rates as low as 6.99% plus free consultations. You can visit them online, allcountyexteriors.com. Go visit them today. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And currently, it is 81 in Phillipsburg. It's 84 in both Cherry Hill and Princeton.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.